From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis has echoed warnings from President Trump to North Korea.
Any threat to the United States or its territories, including Guam or our allies, will be met with a massive military response, a response both effective and overwhelming.
North Korea prompted this reaction from Washington after conducting its sixth nuclear test, this time using what Pyongyang described as a hydrogen bomb. Also in response, South Korea conducting military drills today in the UN Security Council, calling for an emergency session. Both incumbent Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga have ruled out a power-sharing agreement following a Supreme Court ruling annulling the August 8th vote. Odinga, a former prime minister, also called for the ouster of the members of the country's electoral commission, calling them thieves. He said a hyena cannot shepherd goats, and they, referring to the council, cannot protect votes. The High Court ruled the election invalid because of widespread irregularities. A new election must be held within 60 days. Indonesia's foreign minister is in Myanmar for meetings today with leader Aung San Suu Kyi to discuss the ongoing crisis in Rakhine State. UN Refugee Agency says 87,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled from Rakhine to neighboring Bangladesh since an eruption of violence late last month when a group of Rohingya insurgents attacked police posts and then the army attacked Rohingya villages. Nearly 400 people have died. This is VOA News. The heads of the state of the five BRICS countries opened their summit in Xiamen, China today, after host Chinese President Xi Jinping called for opposition to a tide of trade protectionism. Mr. Xi said the five nations should join hands to steer the course of economic globalization, push forward models and rules that are balanced and inclusive. The leaders of the BRICS nations, China, Russia, Brazil, India, and South Africa, represent the five largest emerging economies. A U.S. military MV-22 Osprey aircraft is expected to be shipped to Hawaii from Australia after three Marines were killed when the aircraft crashed off the Australian northeastern coast on August 5th. The Osprey crashed during a regular operation after being taken off the USS Bonhomme Richard amphibious assault ship. Cause of that crash, still under investigation. The mayor of the U.S. city of Houston, Texas, Sylvester Turner, wants the world to know that his city is open for business as it cleans up and assesses the damage from Hurricane Harvey. The storm struck southeastern Texas as a Category 4 hurricane. That was August the 25th and spent several days lingering around the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coast as a tropical storm. It dumped a record-breaking amount of rain. Pat Lawrence in the southeast Texas town of Vidor is still dealing with all the high water.
It's bad. I mean, you can't hardly comprehend all of the water that's around. And I don't even want to go out. I can't get out because I'm totally flooded in.
At least 48 deaths, 44 that is, reported from Harvey, which also displaced more than 1 million people. President Trump expected to announce Tuesday his decision to end a program that protects people who were brought to the United States illegally while they were children from deportation. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program has given nearly 800,000 people a reprieve from deportation by providing two-year renewable work permits for eligible applicants. Many of the people involved in the program came to the U.S. as young children and have no connections to their home country. And in Congress, House Speaker Paul Ryan and several other Republican lawmakers are urging the president not to cancel the program. And U.S. astronaut Peggy Whitson has returned to Earth from the International Space Station, where she had spent more time in space than any other American, 665 days. Get more news from voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.